That song is called Spanish Bay off the Audio Tree Live album by a band called Strawberry Girls. Hey everybody, this is Trippy Tommy for Trippy Cupcakes podcast. This is episode 12 or 13. I'm going to say it's 13, bud. Good shit, Richard. We got Sonny. He's back with us. We've got Big Kurt, finally. I know we've been missing the homie. What's been up lately, Big Kurt?
Not much, man. Just been chilling mostly. Got almost a pound of CBD and CBG in the mail. So, gonna be getting into some of that shit. Gonna make some edibles with the CBG. Probably do some butter. Probably do some dry rub seasoning mix.
So what is that for people that don't cook?
So, what I do with my seasoning, you know, everybody thinks with cannabis, you have to mix the decarb stuff with the fat, mm-hmm. which is necessary, but it's not something you have to do. So it makes it more potent. Sorry.
You're good.
You can actually, can't you actually eat the cannabis like immediately after it's decarbulated?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how the fuck you pronounce it.
Decarboxylated.
Yeah.
Okay, I butchered that.
Oh, absolutely.
Call me Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. Damn.
And you can actually eat the stuff out of your vaporizer. You can actually just put it on a cracker with some peanut butter and eat it.
AVB.
AVB, right? Yep.
Yeah,
already baked bud.
Yeah, because, shit, man, you can make firecrackers out of that and things like that.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is a firecracker? What is that?
A firecracker is pretty much
it's like a s'more, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an edible s'more?
It's pretty, but I'm pretty sure you decarb your bud first. But then after that, you take your graham crackers, marshmallow, chocolate, push them together, wrap them in tin foil, and then cook them at like 325 for 5 to 10 minutes, and it'll
edibles
help,
cooking with Sonny.
It'll help the decarb bud kind of mold with the chocolate and the marshmallow, kind of help absorb the fat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I've had them before. I've made them, and
good.
It's a ride.
Fucking A.
It's a ride. You have to know, like, the percentage of THC in the cannabis you're getting and all that. Because you can be in for one hell of a ride. Always know your dosages with edibles, please.
Yeah, please. You can green out, man.
Yeah. Even the most seasoned of cannabis users have freaked out.
Oh, yeah, man. I've gone a little too deep in the murky waters with some eddies before. Like, I took, like, what was it, 3 of those? I took 3 of those 100.
3 of those gummies?
Yeah, those 100 milligram distillate gummies. They were orange cream flavored, green apple, and grape. I want to say they were fucking great. But I ate 3 of them, and I was on the fucking moon. My eyes were, like, closed. I could not lift my eyelids. I was, like, stuck.
Whoa.
Stuck. Like, more stuck than I've ever been before. It was just, like, first dab stuck.
Yeah.
Like, nuts.
You want to keep talking about edibles?
Yeah, dude, we can talk about edibles. Kurt here, Big Kurt, is a chef. This dude loves getting mad scientists in the kitchen and just going nuts with the Eddies.
Oh, absolutely. And even not even with THC, it's sometimes just with CBD, CBG. Really, what is amazing is mixing THC with CBG in an edible. It is the most potent shit you will ever have. Because I've had
it's
edibles.
A trifecta.
Mm-hmm, I've had edibles that are just THC. Believe it or I'm actually going to put her down because I don't want ash on her. I'd feel horrible if something fell on her.
Right.
She's right on my lap. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
But anyway, with CBG and THC edibles, for what I did, I decarboxylated, I believe, 15 grams of CBG and 10 grams of THC. So I made butter out of those. Thank you.
Peanut butter cookies. Shout out to my lady.
Thank you.
On the surprise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Detective DJ Dizzy D.
Lather some can of butter on these. You're set.
I was going to, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
That was going to be the ultra surprise, but I looked everywhere, and I was like,
just,
whoa.
You don't tell us, then we eat it, and we're like, whoa, man, like, you guys feel anything? You remember that Family Guy when they took shrooms, and they're just like, man, this is even better than that time I took mushrooms. It's like, you guys feel anything yet? I feel kind of funny. I got a bellyache. We shouldn't have did this, man.
That's true, the nausea can set you off.
Mm-hmm.
It can spiral you into a bad trip.
Also, watch out for Rocco because he likes to eat.
He's a crackhead for peanut butter.
Oh, is he?
Mm. Yeah. Rocco is a full-on crackhead for peanut butter.
You know what the craziest edible ever made was?
What?
Probably rotisserie chicken.
You told me about that. Mm. Was it insane?
Wait, habanero
it
was, rotisserie chicken.
It was just what it was actually a rotisserie chicken that I got at Kroger. It was in my fridge for probably a day or two, and I put it in the oven with this really fancy cheese that I melted over it. That was like French and Swiss cheese. Not Swiss, like cheese from Switzerland. And it was like this really fancy French cheese that I melted over it. And the can of butter, I basted the entire chicken with it. And I even put can of butter inside the chicken.
Bro, my mouth's watering right now, man.
It was the best rotisserie chicken I've ever made. That skin was so crispy on there. And you literally got high just from eating that chicken.
No.
Just from eating the skin, you felt something.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Really, the seasoning mix that I make is really good because when I did that, I had like 10 grams of flour and I think a couple grams of CBG.
Can you make like a burger seasoning?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So my seasoning mix is pretty simple. It's Greek seasoning, Old Bay, rosemary, I think thyme, parsley, and Italian seasoning, I think.
Huh.
I want to say.
Ooh.
So it sounds zesty, my dude.
It is. It's very, very good. It's great on chicken and barbecue. I actually made a slow cooker pork roast that was over 1,000 milligrams.
You know what they say? I'm good on chicken and barbecue as well.
Mm-hmm. That pork roast that I made had over 1,000 milligrams in it because it was dab butter.
Oh,
I had
damn.
4 grams of dabs that I decarbed in my oven, and I put all that butter, almost all that butter, into the pot roast.
Oh,
I actually gave you guys some of that pork.
That was good.
The chicken?
Yeah.
Did it get you high?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I put it on a sandwich, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put me right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I thought you injected with, like, melatonin or something. I just gave it.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Gone city.
Mm-hmm. Edibles are nice, though. You know, for people that don't like smoking, edibles are a great alternative.
Oh, absolutely.
Even capsules can be a great alternative.
I want to know how to make those.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll show you sometime,
capsules.
Man.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I normally do it with coconut oil and decarbed cannabis, usually.
Word.
So, I'll grind up the decarb stuff, and then I'll melt the coconut oil in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
And after the stuff is decarbed, I mix it with the coconut oil, and then I'll have like capsules, and I'll put it in the capsules.
Ah.
And I've never actually done dab capsules, but I would love to try that. That would be
cool. Sounds
fucking
insane.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it'll rock your world.
Think if you could put a gram of dabs decarbed in one capsule.
Oh gosh.
That'd be 700 milligrams in one pill.
Oh, shit, son.
Mm-hmm. Straight to the moon right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's fly like a...
me to the moon.
Yeah, that's like a six-hour journey at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
Aboard that.
I'll have to make those for you guys sometime if I ever get to
Apple. Capsules are insane.
Yeah.
I'll probably buy 3 grams of dabs and make just a shit ton of butter.
Fucking A.
Probably
dude.
Do, because for 1 gram of dabs, that's 700 milligrams. So that's one stick of butter for 1 gram of dabs.
That's not that bad, really.
No, it's not. In fact, it's actually more conventional to make edibles with dabs than it is with flour. Because you spend more on flour than you do on wax.
Ooh, well, yeah.
Because
if you want good bud, you know what I mean?
And the thing is that you have to use more flour than you do dabs to make butter.
Well, I mean, a little bit of dabs goes a long way, though.
It does.
It's kind of like smoking 6 joints and taking 3 dabs. Like, those 3 dabs are going to fucking rock your world probably harder than those 6 joints. Depending on if it's like some stupid, super crazy-ass flour, you know what I mean? Bloop.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
These CBG joints are nice, though. And guess what, boys? Everyone on the podcast, fucking legal.
Mm-hmm.
100% legal smoking CBG joints. Podcasting with the boys.
Absolutely.
You can order it online.
Get it from CBD Hemp Direct.
There
you go.
It's
the best shop to buy it from. It's actually dispensary based in Vegas. They have CBD, CBG. They got everything. I'm actually going to buy CBG seeds and I'm going to grow my own stuff.
You can. That'd be legal.
Go for it, my man.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
And if a cop ever, like tries to put shit on me, I'm just...
All they do is take it to a lab and test it.
Yeah, and I'm going to sue them. Like, I'll fucking sue them for that shit. Because it's legal. I mean, that's just hypocritical to fucking, you know... Because I saw online...
It still looks like a bud plant, though.
And I saw online that they can still, like, arrest you for having CBD flower. That's only if they don't know what it is, though.
Well, they have on-site test kits for shit like that now.
Mm-hmm. And I also have this. Every package you get comes with a legal document proving that it's CBG and CBD.
Oh, nice.
So it has the percentage, it has the legal documents, it has everything.
Oh,
the lab
shit.
Results, everything.
Damn, dog, that's official as a referee with a whistle. Oh, what? Casino cookies.
Those are all the strains that they have on their site.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
If you guys ever want anything, let me know.
All right.
Trap Star. Durban Potion. AC Diesel.
AC Diesel.
Very exotic. Motherfuck. Damn, it's a calmer. Jazzed. Jazzy CBD. Wow, they got so many fucking types. Like. You can give it to me.
What's amazing
birthday cake. Damn, bro, they have some good flavors.
What's amazing about the CBD and CBG is that it's so much cheaper than THC flower. I'm going to say flower because that's what everybody said at the dispensaries. I've learned to become more of a cannabis connoisseur than just a regular
CBD
stoner.
Hits,
I've educated myself more over the years. And that's... I got burps. But that's
jazzy, though.
Something I've wanted to do. I've wanted to educate myself more on it instead of just being like a regular stoner all the time. You know, I wanted to
just
have
weed, man.
I wanted to have a better understanding of it, I feel like. Because it's fascinating. And I would love to work with it someday if I could.
Just give us like 7 to 10 years in Indiana. Sour Patch, though. For real.
They have a CBD dab concentrate that's 900 milligrams of CBD.
Hmm. I don't know. Would it get you feeling any type of way, though?
I'm not sure. Really, I'm not looking to order concentrates off their site because they only have 2 to offer. Extract Labs is a great site to get concentrates because they have crumble, shatter, everything. Mm. And they have literally over a dozen different concentrates. Strains.
So I'm thinking if I was to order one, the casino cookies, maybe. Oh, shit, we got this boy, too. Ayo. Or Charlotte sauce. That's so funny. Where's it at? It was like an energy one. Oh, Girl Scout cookies, bro. For real. I love that flower.
Where was that? Not Sour Patch. It was something that had like a really good name.
The one
our
that
birthday cake number two. That was it. Babe, check these out. These are insane.
The one that I really recommend is Paradise OG. That has the highest CBD yield of any CBD flower. It has a 24.0% CBD in it.
Holy fuck.
The stuff I gave you with the CBG is 21.0 CBG.
Holy shit.
That's the highest on the market for CBG right now.
Potent.
Yeah, bro.
And I got
something too.
I got a half pound of this CBG for $60.
Damn, son.
You can, for the high quality stuff, it's probably 150, 180 an ounce. But for the trim, and they don't just give you like shake and leaves and shit. They give you nugs in there too.
Oh yeah.
So it's super nice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But I have this. I sent you guys the picture of the container, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna take me months to go through that, man.
That's crazy. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, but you can just walk out your front porch and smoke that bitch like it ain't nothing. Someone says some shit, be like, look, man, test it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just.
That's awesome.
Trying to think what I was gonna say about CBG. Oh, the best way to get the effects of CBD and CBG
bong.
Is bong, you think?
Yeah, when I took those bong loads out of your house of the CBG flower.
Oh yeah.
I actually felt it. Because I got my stomach felt kind of weird when we got there because I think I drank that night.
It helps with nausea a lot.
But when I got there and I took those couple rips, I was like, damn, my stomach don't even hurt anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was going to rot from the liquor, but like, it straight like saved me. I was like, whoa.
This is actually what I take for nausea when I have it, and it alleviates it every time.
Yeah.
So I want to say something about THC, because I feel like a lot of people that use THC are unaware, because I haven't read the entire book. I read half of it, and it's a 15-hour book on the medical use of cannabis, and it's also the history of cannabis.
Word.
Talks about the strains. It talks about indica, sativa, where it came from, where it first formed. Those of you that don't know, cannabis was first found, they say, in the Himalayas, which is like the most fertile land for shit to grow.
Yeah.
So, and I wonder if
Himalayas, where is that?
The Himalayas is in Nepal, which is in Asia. It's
okay.
Over by China. I'm not going to say I know where it's at, because I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about, because I don't really know where that's at. I just know it's
Jamie,
in Asia.
Jamie, look it up. Where's the Himalayas, bro?
I want to say it's by China, I want to say.
Hey, because look, we may just be some silly stoners, some positive people here, but hey, we're learning together with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys ever feel like we're talking some silly shit, don't be afraid to hit us up on the Insta, on the Facebook. Message us, man. Like, I have a couple people that messaged the page trying to get on the... India. India, okay.
The Himalayas stretch across the northeastern portion of India. They cover approximately 1,500 miles and pass through the nations of India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, China, Bhutan, and Nepal.
Actually, I'm not going to pull that.
So that's where weed was first grown, is that what you're saying?
Well, they say it first formed in the
Himalayas. Where they first found it. Naturally grown.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Himalayas.
That would explain Hindu Kush and things like that, you know.
And the one thing that everybody gets wrong about cannabis are the terms that people use, like ganja. Ganja, believe it or not, is not actually just
That's
a term.
Hemp.
It is. It's not actually just a term for weed. It's actually its own substance. Ganja is its own its own kind of plant. Not its own plant, but it's its own kind of species, I want to say.
Okay, so it's like, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And it
house,
actually...
cat,
yeah,
lion.
Kind of.
In the same family, but different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And everybody was... So back in the thousands of years ago, when they were ingesting cannabis, because this dates back to the Bible times, they
said. Yeah, dude. You know in Catholic Mass, you know where they'd walk around with the incense? They used to burn cannabis in those.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy. So the whole Mass is getting high. Of course it's easier to believe.
Oh, yeah. And you know what I actually think about Jesus?
I bet he smoked.
Oh, he did. And you know what I actually think about his healing? Okay, I'm Christian. I don't believe that Jesus had magic powers, though.
I mean, come on, walking on water, though? He wasn't a magician.
No.
I mean, that's what I think, though. I mean, I'm not saying, because I wasn't there. But we don't have pictures. We don't have, like, real documentation of those things.
And we've never seen it.
So it's something a lot of people just blindly believe. And like, and I'm not shitting on anyone that has, like, religious values, because it's good for a lot of people. It really is.
Yeah.
I've seen it turn to complete shitholes all the way around. You know what I mean? And that when they found God. Like, that's awesome for them. But I think a lot of the stories in there are very fucking trippy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the wild-ass Bible stories are very psychedelic. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Especially and they describe some of the demons.
Of a biblical angel.
Yeah, with all the eyes and the fucking wheels and shit.
Yeah, the rotating wheels.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually seen those pictures, but I hear they're terrifying.
Let me pull one up real quick.
Oh, okay. Slits. Thanks, Richie.
Very Lovecraftian.
Yeah, it is.
What I wanted to say...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, I'm sorry. No, you didn't. I actually got off track what I was going to say. Is that if you have multiple mental illness, or if you suffer from depression and mental illness or multiple mental illness, I want to say that CBD and CBG are very beneficial for you. THC can go one of two ways for you.
Because the psychoactive part.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, if you have
That was an angel, shit. Bro. How psychedelic is that?
That is really
like, describe what that looks like to you, Richard.
It looks like a Kirby boss, actually. Something you'd see out of a fucking Kirby game. But yeah, very, looks like something you'd honestly see on a psychedelic drug.
Yeah, dude. Real. Like, the eye
in the middle. The eyes everywhere.
And the multiple wings.
Yeah. I haven't seen wings, but I've always seen, like, the eye shapes, especially on acid, like, out in nature and all that. Like... Now how you zone out in psychedelics.
Yeah.
And the visuals get really fucking nuts.
Like, yeah, they do.
Especially around the corners of your eyes and all that. I was zoning out at that tree out there, actually, on that three-tab trip. And I just zoned out.
Gotta be loud.
On that three-tab trip, I was zoning out. And you know the spaces between the leaves, like where you see light and all that?
Yeah.
They all turned into tiny little eyes just looking at me. Just little eyes. Can I have one, by the way? You took one. I had to take one now.
Thanks,
man.
Go ahead.
But yeah, no, it's just pattern recognition on psychedelics is really trippy.
No.
It's a really weird thing. Peacock feathers is a really common thing I see, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Cheshire cat smiles in the tree.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Of course, carpet flowing, patterns on the wall. Your shoe rack turning into a kaleidoscope was pretty cool.
Damn, son.
Mm-hmm. What's some crazy shit you guys have seen?
You've tripped before, haven't you?
Not really.
No.
I did it with my old buddy one time, but I didn't really trip. I took liquid acid,
mm-hmm.
which was like water. It was like a water or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it under my tongue, and it was more of a mind opener than it was a visual thing.
Really?
It reset my brain, and I feel like. I'm not the same person that I was before after I tried that.
I'm not.
Because it made me think in a whole new way, and it made me kind of feel a way that I couldn't feel before.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I was just really happy. I was really emotional, and it was just really beautiful.
Oh, it is.
And I don't know if that's considered a psychedelic, but I've done MDMA before. So MDMA is interesting because... That is one drug that I really, really liked.
Really?
That was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just...
What's it like?
MDMA, the best way I can describe it is overwhelming love and empathy.
Really?
It makes you cry because you're just so happy. Whoa. I was literally crying. I was so emotional. I was so happy. And I was just... I was hugging my buddies when I was with them that weekend. And I took that the weekend I lost Toodles, actually, when I went to go see Alex.
Oh, buddy.
He let me do the MDMA, and, it really affected me a lot. And it made me feel really good over the next couple of days.
Really? So had an afterglow?
Yeah, it had an after effect. And really, the after effect was better than the actual feeling of being on it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It helped you like that, though.
Mm-hmm. And damn. I never felt love like that before. I never felt that kind of empathy.
Really?
I just felt like... You know, I was so emotional that weekend when I lost Toodles because it was on my birthday.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that shit sucked. But I went to go see Alex, and Yeah, we spent the weekend together, and I took the MDMA, and...
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah. I probably took about 120 to 30 milligrams, maybe 170.
I thought you were going
to
say points at first. I was like, ah!
No.
Holy shit, man.
I took like 130 to 100, I don't know. What did I say? 140 to 150?
130 to 140.
Yeah, I would say that. And then I took another dose, which was another 100 or something.
Oh, my Lord. Shit. Oh, you were rolling your dick off up to that point.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And I wasn't really, like, tripping, but it felt like the world slowed down.
Yeah.
That's really what it felt like. It felt like time slowed down for a little bit.
Oh, shit.
And it was just me and the moment, and that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful way to be.
Yeah.
Holy and it, shit.
The thing is with MDMA is that it's an amphetamine.
Yeah,
so it's
kind of
like meth a little bit.
Yep.
And I've never done meth, and I never will do meth.
Same.
I will never do any drug besides a psychedelic or cannabis.
Yeah.
I won't ever do anything other than that. And I've done cocaine before. I've done that twice, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but, you know, after seeing so much addiction in my family, I'm not really attracted to that kind of shit. You know, after seeing heroin addiction for 10 years and seeing alcoholism for so long, and, you know, I don't even find myself drinking anymore because it's just...
Kind of got a bad taste in your mouth.
It does, and I don't want to end up like how.
As I open a beer,
I don't want to end up like how some of the people, like, for example, one of my uncles is very much an alcoholic, has been for 40 plus years now.
Damn,
40 plus years, and he his liver is pretty much just destroyed. Unfortunately, his daughter died from liver failure because she became an alcoholic too.
Oh no.
And what's interesting is that Melissa, who died, was actually the first one that I ever really talked to about my coming out thing.
Really?
About feeling like I had dysphoria and all that shit.
Whoa.
I only saw her once every couple years, but every time I'd see her, we would talk for hours.
Aww. I'm sorry
and
to do that, bro.
Eventually, man. We kind of lost contact when I moved out of Mishawaka, and I guess she got into a really dark, dark headspace, and she became suicidal, and apparently that was more of a suicide attempt than anything.
Yeah,
so she did that on purpose.
That sucks, man.
But the thing is, she never really... I don't really care about that uncle or that aunt because they didn't really have any respect for her after she died. They pretty much, like, were at the funeral. They weren't emotional. They didn't cry. They didn't say anything. My mom was there, and they didn't have any emotion whatsoever. They didn't even care. And it was just, it was so heartbreaking to hear that because Melissa struggled with so much. And she had Asperger's and she wasn't diagnosed. My Uncle Bob thought, like he didn't, no, my mom was the one that was going to diagnose her with that. And Uncle Bob was like, no, she's perfect. She doesn't have that. So he chose not to get her diagnosed.
I hate when people don't believe in mental problems.
Which would have...
It's fucking shitty.
And it would have changed her life so much.
Yeah, dramatically.
She would have turned
out
so
much
better.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, like, parents, any parents or anyone that's listening to this that has this, like, high horse where you're like, well, mental health, you know, back in my day, we didn't need pills for this and that. Well, you know what, back in your day, people were wired differently, and they were forced to put up with that shit and live with that.
Some people are just all coming out from back in your day.
Yeah, some...
Like, saying they're bipolar and shit,
yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, some people from, you know...
My family, man.
The old cats, you know what I mean? A lot of them... We're raised in a world where, like, oh, you don't need no medicine. You're just fine. You're just hyper. Well, look, man, I had ADHD. You know, like, it goes to the family and shit. Like, mental illness is a very real thing, and it just, it really makes me sick when people act like it's like a ghost story when you talk about it. Yeah, I hate that line. It's just all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is in my head. That's the fucking point. Mental has to deal with your brain. You know that squishy pink thing inside your dome that rattles around when you hit shit? That thing.
So if it's all in your head, then how come he's a killer and I'm not?
You know?
What sets him off to be like that? Or her, him? You know what
Environmental
I mean?
Environmental factors a lot of the times.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to say mental health is very important. If you ever feel low and suicidal, you can hit up any one of us here on the podcast.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you. Mm-hmm. I don't care what time of day it is. If you're random, you just tell me, like, look, I heard your invitation, and I need someone to talk to. I'm down. Anytime. You know, it's all love out here, and it's very, very important that we spread that love, because love is the biggest, it's the realest thing. Love is God. Without love, you don't have shit. You wouldn't have kids, you wouldn't have the world, you wouldn't have ideas, you wouldn't have dreams. It all starts with love, and it all ends with love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's very important. And love's a hard, cruel bitch sometimes. Sometimes love can hurt you more than it helps in the moment. But it's also a hell of a teacher.
Yeah, it is.
Love's not always easy. Life's not always easy. And in this world, we could choose who we love and who we spend our time with. And that's very, very important.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time with people that just fucking take up space. They're just breathing your air, man. Think about it like this. If the zombie apocalypse was to happen today, who's on your team? Your close people, the tight butthole. You know, you gotta have them people. My closest friends. My dude's Big Kurt. Fucking Richard over here. My girl, my kids, you know, like, those are the people that are important to me in the zombie apocalypse. My parents, my siblings, and the couple homies, you know, like, you just gotta remember, because I'm one of those guys that always goes out of my way and fucks myself over to help people out. I have that problem, I always have. And I know a lot of people like that, that their hearts are bigger than their bodies and they fuck themselves over to help people out all the time. I've been there. And I'm sitting in the room with two people just like that. At least, no, three people. That have that problem, that just go out of their way and they can't let people know sometimes because they just love so fucking much. And I've been there. I've been shit on for trying to help people. And it happens. But that doesn't mean you stop loving. That just means you direct your love and your love energy towards worthy people, you know? And that's very important, not to waste your energy on things that don't reciprocate energy back. Because if the soil's dead, you're not going to grow shit there. Quit trying, you know? Like, that shit's very important. Kurt, let's talk about Michigan. Sorry to get on like a didactic fucking rant there, but this shit's okay, important.
Mm-hmm.
And so man, how was your trip, man? We haven't seen you in, what, almost 2 weeks now?
Oh, yeah.
What was up with that? Where'd you go?
Well, I wasn't in Michigan. I was actually in Rome City, Indiana, which is about 2.5 hours north of here.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not. So the lake up there is pretty nice. A lot of boats, a lot of kayakers. The 4th was really crowded on the lake.
Oh, I bet.
Super crowded. So up there, I was doing a lot of reflection, meditating.
I'm glad you started meditating, buddy.
I did. And most of the time when I was meditating, I was high. I was doing some THC concentrates, which I absolutely love. Zoning the fuck out. And when I got really high, I would listen to binaural beats, and then I would close my eyes, or I'd keep them open, and I would try to shut off my mind to the point to where I could almost astral projection into another moment.
That's awesome.
And one thing that I did was, I was listening to something called self-love healing binaural beats, and it had subliminal messages. So it had positive affirmations that were subliminal messages. And it actually, it's inaudible, but it goes directly to your brain. So it's processed in your brain when you hear it. And you don't even know they're saying it. But it makes you feel good. It makes you feel positive. And
dude, that's awesome. We'll put those up on the page for people that want to try to meditate like that. Because it's good. It's good for anybody. People that, meditating isn't just some hippie sit in silence with your legs crossed like a fucking monk thing. You could do it in many ways. Mm-hmm. I do it sometimes while I'm riding in the car with people. If they're not talking, I'm not talking. I zone out and I fucking meditate. I empty my mind. It's like
your lunch tray. At the end of the, after you eat lunch in school, you go and empty that fucking tray before you put your tray on the thing. That's what meditating does for me, or meditation just in general. Mm-hmm. It's like clearing off your tray for just a short time. You're not thinking about shit. You're just enjoying the fact that you're fucking breathing, that you're alive. And maybe reflecting on positive things. Mm-hmm. Don't spend your meditation time hating on yourself, because you're doing it wrong. You can hate on yourself anytime. You know what I mean? Like, when you're alone with yourself, you need to fucking jerk your mind off, you know? You need to fucking really get in there and finger blast the fuck out of your pituitary gland and just love yourself. Yeah. That's what it's about.
And you know, what I was doing was like, I was actually kind of putting myself back into some moments that I spent with people in the past. Alex, Jenny, especially Toodles a lot. And, you know, I was... The one thing that I kind of learned in this, the past week being up there and this meditating, is that I have no control over anything. And I think I think a lot of people realize that, but they don't want to accept it, because they like to believe they have control. But we
it's
don't.
Like you're riding on the roller coaster and you think you got a steering. It's like it's like a child steering wheel you put on your back seat and your kid thinks you're driving.
Yeah.
That's the state we're all in.
Me and my mom are like Forrest Gump and his mom. My mom has taught me a lot about how to be a better person, and she's told me a lot of stuff that's helped me in life. The one thing she says, you don't have control over anything in this life. The only thing you have control over is how you react to things.
That's true.
And she's always said, every decision you make affects the rest of your life, and I know that however I react to the situation, that is going to affect me forever, and I'm not going to stop thinking about that. So I want to make sure that I make the right choices and I associate with the right people so the wrong things don't keep happening.
Absolutely.
And I looked back at Alex and Jenny, and, you know, I kind of got lost in those moments, and I was just really emotionally involved in it. And I just...
You're like reliving it almost. Yeah.
And I wanted to, kind of... And then it was almost like a therapy session, because I was talking to myself in my head while I was visualizing all this.
Right.
And I was just like, they're not bad people. They don't mean to do what they do. They're the way they are for a reason, and you can't change that.
No, man. But when you're sometimes, a vampire, you're a vampire for life. Once you're changed, you can't just be a human.
No. And sometimes...
They need that wooden stake to fucking awaken them.
And sometimes, you know, the thing was with Jenny was that I loved her too much, and that's why I had to walk away. Because I felt like, there's a lyric by the All-American Rejects that says, I'm holding on by letting go of you.
That's fair.
And that was the only way I was holding on, because when I was with her the last week that she came to my place, I was going to down a bottle of pills with some whiskey in my apartment.
Man.
She smoked a blunt with this guy that came to my apartment in my place without me. I was going to go to bed. She had the key to my car. I said she could take it. I always let her drive my car because I trusted her. That's how much I cared about her.
Right.
That's how much I loved her, I thought.
Right.
And the last time when I knew that I wanted to talk to her, and she knew that too, she had me come over to her place, and the guy was there. And she's like, hey, could we use your car to go get weed? I was so emotional. I almost cried.
Fuck
I was
you.
Like, I thought you were going to talk to me. And that's all she wanted was to use my car to go get that. And we didn't even talk that night.
Bitch is a vampire.
And that shit really broke me. Because I started realizing that...
She didn't like you. She just liked what you could provide.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It sucks, man.
And I thought it was a connection because for the first month we were together, we were just friends. And we got really close. All
right.
And then when we got in a relationship, it only lasted a week. It was my fault because I broke up with her, and I was just like, this isn't working out. Like,
probably better off, love.
We were more friends than we are this, and I don't like this. I'd rather just be your friend. And then she got emotional, and she cried, and then she showed herself in a room in my apartment, and I couldn't get in. So, and then she was pretty much getting emotional in there. I had a panic attack, took a lift, almost went to a psych ward. And that was when my PTSD anxiety started developing.
Fuck, man.
So... After that night, for that entire week, if not 2 weeks, I was in a dissociative state.
You told us about that. That's fucking crazy.
And basically what that's like is feeling like you're outside your own body watching yourself struggle. And I would be sitting on my couch, but I would feel like I'm standing across the room just looking at myself and just being like, you're a fucking pathetic piece of shit. and you need to get out of this shit. And I couldn't. I was just so... I was...
Like a weird, fucked up autopilot.
Yeah,
like,
that's how it was.
It's like you hit autopilot and then jumped out and started watching you go around. Like, damn.
And the one thing that was really crazy and trippy was when I would be walking, and I would feel like I'm walking behind myself.
Ugh.
I'd feel like I'm literally walking behind myself, and I'm looking at myself walking. Like, yikes. I'm literally... I, at that point, I wasn't in reality. I was in my own world at that point.
Damn, man.
And, I wasn't taking care of myself. I really wanted to die, and I was really suicidal. And I had multiple suicide attempts that week.
Damn, well, but, I'm glad none of them worked.
Yeah, I am too. And the closest one was probably when I went in my closet, cried for like an hour and a half. And I was listening to my favorite song, Wouldn't It Be Nice, and she was in my apartment. And I just, like, I'm going to bed. Like, just take my car and get out. Like, just take my car and go home. Like, she just left, didn't say a word, and I was... just in my apartment, and I was actually going to down it in front of her, because I felt so fucking bad, and I knew what she was doing to me, and I was like, I'm going to make you see this. Like,
look, bitch, this is what you do to me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I, yeah. And, you know, I've never been hooked on drugs, but I have been hooked on people, man. I've been very hooked on people that were not good to me.
Well, man, it's good that, that's part of growing, though, is starting to be able to filter a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard, though, because it's like, I've had that problem myself. Like, yeah. I let people in, and I give them the benefit of the doubt over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. After they've showed their true colors and how sketchy or how fucked up they really are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe they're just going through some shit. I'd always, like, find a way to rationalize, maybe it's just, you know.
And, you know, she'd always get, like, pissed off whenever she didn't have weed. She'd get, like, moody and angry and, like, and then she'd be a fucking bitch to be around. Because I'd feel like I did something wrong, and she was just pissed off because she couldn't smoke. When she lost her vape pen in my apartment, she was so pissed off at me, I wanted to make her leave.
She told her to leave.
I wanted to. I wasn't strong enough, and I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Well.
But when I walked away from that, that was the best week I've ever had mentally in my life. When I walked away from that, and I said, I'm fucking done with this, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, you deserve better than that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I knew I deserved better, and I knew that wasn't the way to do it, because, you know, the one thing that I learned in the psych ward was I didn't want to kill myself, I wanted to kill my pain.
Right.
And that's why I don't self-harm anymore. I mean, I did a couple weeks ago, but I didn't mean to. It just happened. I mean, I don't know. That was after the whole Alex thing, and, like...
Well,
he didn't make me do that. It's not the thought of him. It was just the hurt, and I felt like it was my fault, and I felt like
could
have changed it, and I could have saved it, but...
There was nothing you could have done at that point. It was a decision that was made before he even came over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I just... I feel so bad still, and I...
I mean, maybe there was a reason his podcast didn't save, you know?
I think there probably was.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's fucked up to say... Because I thought it was a decent one, but I think our spirit friends that live in our home decided to just erase it or not record it or something somehow, because I was seeing it recording, like, multiple times, yeah.
And the mic worked plenty of times.
Yeah,
that.
That's what I'm saying, so I was just like...
I don't think Mike liked him, man.
I don't know if he felt that energy. Like, that's fucking crazy, man.
How did Mike react when Alex... Anything unusual?
More active than usual.
Really? Same, like with Bobby and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
More active than usual.
You know, the one thing I want to say, though, is that even after being bullied for years, after seeing so much addiction and losing people, the hate and the negativity only made me love more.
That's true.
And no matter what happens, I'm never going to stop loving people and I'm never going to stop caring. That's why I care about you guys immensely, because you guys see me for who I am, and you don't look at me like I'm like Alex, because I'm not, and I know you guys see that, and I really appreciate that, and I respect you guys a lot for being like that.
Nah, man, and, I don't kick it with vampires, bro.
Yeah, I don't either.
We're daywalkers out here, bro. We're creatures of the night. Mm-hmm. I don't play that shit.
Half-human? No, that's Blade. I was going to say half-human, half-vampire, but no, vampires are bad. Well, I mean, like, half-human, half-vampire, I guess that's not, like, terrible, because you can walk in the sunlight. I mean... Yeah.
Blade's a bad son of a bitch, dude.
Blade is. He is a cool
superhero.
Shout
out to Wesley Snipes, you fucking awesome motherfucker, you.
Fuck yeah. And fuck you, Marvel, for making a new Blade movie that's coming out in a few years and not getting Wesley Snipes.
Really, guys?
They got somebody new that doesn't even look like him.
Is it the guy that played Jax in the Mortal Kombat movie? Because that'd be kind of acceptable.
I don't know. I think it's an unknown actor.
It's going to be his, like, standout one. Motherfuck.
Yeah, it's going to be in the next phase of Marvel. But I was so pissed because I'm like, you
Marvel
guys...
Marvel never stops, man. They keep going out more and more far out shit. I can't even keep up with it. Like, I used to love that
I just
shit.
Stopped watching the movies after a while because I couldn't keep up with it anymore.
It's just like, it was too much.
It was. And like, the movies...
I enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy, though, I will say. Those mm-hmm. were really good.
It just seemed like...
Rocket Raccoon's my dude.
Really?
I fucking love Rocket. He's so awesome.
I like Punisher a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're actually trying to bring the Punisher into the MCU. Same with Deadpool.
They better bring... they better fucking bring John Bernthal for the Punisher if they do that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They had a couple standout shows on Netflix, Daredevil mm-hmm. and the Punisher, and they both intersected. That's so good, dude. You gotta check them out sometime.
I think I saw one episode of the Punisher, but I didn't watch the whole series, and I heard it was crazy
like it,
good.
Though.
Really? Was it too violent?
I didn't
like
the actor.
He
was Shane from Walking Dead.
He was, but I looked past that.
I couldn't.
I really liked
it. I can't look past Shane. I don't like that.
I just see him as a Punisher now, straight up.
That's good.
Did you guys like the 2004 Punisher? That was with John Travolta.
Oh, that was decent, yeah.
That was a good one. That's probably my favorite Punisher, actually.
I think I like Ghost Rider more than Punisher, though.
Ghost Rider?
Just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Rider was a good-ass movie.
It was, yeah.
It was really good.
They're talking about bringing him into the MCU, and I'm just like, you guys are bringing too many people into the MCU that shouldn't even be in the MCU.
It's too much.
I mean, you know...
Deadpool, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Punisher and Blade... Like,
Blade, though?
They'd get killed so quick by Scarlet Witch or by Thanos or... Like, what is Blade really gonna do? I mean...
He's a vampire, though.
Yeah. I guess he... Although, he can't turn anybody. Because if he bites you, you won't turn. Because he's half human, half vampire.
Ah.
So, I'm pretty... I've read the Blade comics and stuff. And the comics are actually way darker than the movies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There was this one comic where Blade was handcuffed in this jail cell. He chewed off his own hand to get out of the handcuffs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then he actually kills the dude who captured him. And he's just like, he's got blood all over his face, and he's got this stump that's just in the picture. And he's like, you know, one thing you don't realize, a wolf will chew off its own foot to escape a trap.
Yep.
And then it was just insane. But, you know, I really prefer comic books over the MCU a lot. I mean, over the Marvel movies. I feel like comic books are just more intricate and...
I don't know. The original Spider-Mans were fucking bops.
They were good.
Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. Those were some good-ass Spider-Mans. Bro. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't even see The Amazing Spider-Man.
That was good.
Was it?
It was actually really fucking good. I thought it was going to suck, but it was really good.
And I think the only...
I've always liked Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. That's been my niche.
My cousin is a crazy Spider-Man fan.
Love Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite X-Men?
That's a tough one. Does it have to be an X-Men, or can it be a villain in the X-Men universe?
Could be.
Okay. Probably say Magneto.
Okay.
Probably.
What about you, Richard? Favorite X-Men?
Fuck, that's a tough one.
Gotta be loud, kiddo.
I can't believe you forget her name, but she has the Storm abilities.
That's her name.
Storm?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, Storm.
Nightcrawler, buddy.
Nightcrawler. Good choice.
Dude. He's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. What's interesting about him is that he can only teleport to places he's been to. Did you notice that in X-Men 2? But he can teleport to other places. He just doesn't know where he's going to land.
Because mm-hmm. Everybody's invisibility is mm-hmm. like the key one.
Yeah. And I remember in X-Men 2 when he was going to go through this door and appear on the other side in the end of X-Men 2 mm-hmm. with Storm. He grabbed onto her and then he appeared in the other room with Cerebral, whatever mm-hmm. it was.
Yeah.
Was it Cerebrex? Is that what it was called?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was Cerebrex. And they were in the old base where they used to gather all the mutants and, like, take their genes and shit.
Yep.
By Colonel Fury and all that. Nick Fury. No, not Nick. Was it Nick? No, it wasn't Nick Fury, because he was in he was in the Avengers, wasn't he? Who am I thinking of? I know. No, it was Nick Fury. That's who it was. Mm-hmm. It was. They just changed it in the MCU, I guess. Do you think they'll ever bring X-Men into the MCU?
I mean, they are Marvel.
It would be pretty cool.
They are Marvel characters. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. They were going to make the New Mutants movie, which was going to be like...
so dumb. They need to stop with that shit.
Really?
They do. Like, the First Class and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that was so stupid.
Yeah.
The last X-Men I seen was, like, the third one with the dude with the angel wings. Mm-hmm. Now, that was badass.
That was.
Like, where it showed him as a kid, like, trying to cut him off in the bathroom. It made me feel so bad for the guy.
Crazy.
And the guy can, like, snap his fingers and make fire. Like, that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give him that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, favorite Fantastic Four character?
The Thing.
Straight up. All right, what about you, Jim?
Human Torch.
Same. Johnny Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
Flame on!
Yes.
Gone.
I had one of those little action figures for the 2005 film, too.
Did you?
I did.
Johnny Blaze, huh?
Johnny Blaze.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Let me think. Favorite animated show, Big Kurt?
Either Avatar or SpongeBob. Avatar Last Airbender or SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nickelodeon guy, what about you, Jimbo?
Cowboy Bebop.
Okay. Mine's Futurama.
Good choice.
Hands down. Bender's my dad.
Eric got my shiny metal ass. Family Guy.
Do what?
That's what I should have said. I love Family Guy. Family Guy's awesome.
It is good. You watch it when we go to sleep.
The guy of the family.
Favorite color?
Red.
Blue.
Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Favorite band?
Fuck. Jimmy Eat World.
Jim, we already said this in our last podcast. You can say the same thing.
It was five bands last time. I have to choose one now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, guys. No. I love Dance Gavin Dance, but they are not
be loud.
My all-time favorite. Damn.
One band.
Damn it, man. This is a tough one. I fucking love The Doors.
There it is.
I'll have to go with The Doors.
The Doors for $500, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll probably say Slipknot. Yeah, hands down, Slipknot.
Oh, yeah. You can never be wrong with Slapknot.
Slapknot?
Yeah, Slapknot, bro.
Slapknot. That's funny. Well, we're about to spark up this blunt. Big Kurt, what do you think about aliens, my man?
You really want to know what I think about aliens? Like, really, really?
I asked you, Holmes. Let's go.
All right. I really think...
Can you turn that fan on and kind of push it towards me?
So, the first thing I want to say is that I'm very into cryptozoology, and I'm very into conspiracies.
Okay.
So I used to get really into dark web shit, which was some stuff that I actually got called by the government for looking at one time.
Really?
Because I looked up the number, and it was actually a government number from either the CIA or the NSA in Virginia.
So what do you know about the dark web?
The dark web, I was looking at pictures of shit that I probably shouldn't have seen that people posted on there.
Dark web is where the most fucked up individuals lurk around, and but the FBI trolls that shit, too. Remember that.
And the one thing that I wasn't using was a VPN. So I was looking at some...
Were we on some Tor browser shit?
Yeah, I was looking at some alien shit that I don't think I was supposed to see. And it was these pictures of Dulles Military Base, which is... So people don't acknowledge its existence. It's there, though. It's in New Mexico. I think it's in New Mexico. But it's a human-alien joint run. So the government is supposedly not just run by humans, it's also run by ETs and other species. And that's really where the conspiracy comes from about aliens, about the government knowing about aliens. It's because they work with aliens. Supposedly, really? There's been treaties back in the 1950s and 60s between humans and aliens. We would take their technology and we trade them for something else. However, the aliens slowly took advantage of us and started controlling us more. And a lot of people don't even acknowledge the fact that UFOs are acknowledged in some countries now. Canada acknowledges UFOs.
Yeah, they do. Shout out to Canada. You guys make really great TV.
Mm-hmm.
Letterkenny's fire.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something, Destiny. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. What I was saying is that in Dulles Military Base, human-alien joint run. The entire base is not run by electricity. It's run by the magnetism of the Earth. So supposedly, everything is run by the Earth's core, pretty much.
What?
Supposedly.
Core powered? What? Not that, Jim.
But the base is so top secret, in fact, that you have to get weighed every time you go in. You have to get your height checked. You have to get your weight checked. They have to check your skin color. They have to check everything. In
blood
fact,
type?
Blood type, even that, yep. They
That's
give
nuts.
You a new ID card every time you show up. It's that top secret. And supposedly, the first level... Here, I'll actually show you a map, because there's been people that have come forward about working there and have actually said some really crazy shit about it.
So is this conspiracy shit or real?
The base is there because there's pictures of it.
Google Earth?
Google Earth, yeah. It's there. It's a hole in the ground that goes straight down. And it's this huge metal... There's this these
metal elevator thing.
Yeah, there's these metal shafts that go all the way down hundreds of feet. I don't even know how far that is, but the base is supposedly five levels deep. The first level, the first and second level are run by humans. Below that, it's alien housing and genetic engineering.
Where is this located?
This is in New Mexico. But I'll show you the picture of it.
51 shit.
Dulles. I'm probably crazy for believing in some of this stuff.
Dude, I believe in the Denver Airport conspiracy, so fuck you mean? The Illuminati built that shit, and there's a fucking Illuminati base underneath the Denver Airport.
Oh yeah, man. Dulles Military Base. So that's what it looks like from Google Earth.
It's a hole.
It is. Go straight down.
What's it called?
It's called Dulles Military Base. But I'll show you what the map looks like that people have made on the inside. So those are all the levels, supposedly. And the tram system on the bottom is actually the underground tram system that the president can use to get anywhere in the country in less than 15, 20 minutes.
Whoa, so like the shit Elon Musk is working on.
Yeah, that train travels at the speed of light, almost, supposedly. And it's run by the magnetism of the Earth, and that's how it moves so fast.
What the fuck? That sounds insane.
And it can go from Area 51 to Washington, D.C. in less than 20 minutes.
What the shit? So who's to say President Trump's not fucking aliens, dude?
Oh, they know about aliens. They're briefed on UFOs all the time. Whistleblowers have said that about presidents being briefed on aliens, UFOs.
There's like, yeah, bullshit.
I don't know who this goes to right
this
now.
Guy.
They probably just shrug it off just so nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Everybody freaks out about it.
Yeah. And I really do think aliens are already living among us. We just don't realize it.
I mean, I'm sure.
And I think
they're probably able to telekinetically put themselves in other people's bodies, probably.
Oh, absolutely. There's even I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Dark Fleet or not. So the Dark Fleet is basically the secret space programs.
Oh, okay.
Which is what is run by the government, and it's what they use to patrol the solar system.
Really? Like
so
space police.
Pretty much. And it's really hard to believe, but some of the shit that they've said it has been pretty accurate to some of the UFOs we've seen, based on the shapes of the ships. And supposedly some of these ships are the size of Darth Vader's Star Destroyer.
Jesus.
And that's what they actually look like, supposedly.
Big circles.
Mm-hmm. There's bases on the moon, there's bases on Mars. They've had bases there since the 1970s.
Really?
The moon base was actually created by the Nazis, though. Supposedly. Because the Nazis invented something called the Nazi Bell, which was actually the first UFO to ever be man-made.
Oh.
But it wasn't their UFO because they found it when it crashed in the mountains in Siberia.
No shit.
They recovered it and they took it to a secret lab in Berlin and they kept on working on it. Supposedly, this thing was so radioactive, people would liquefy just by touching it.
Oh shit.
That's how dangerous it was. That's how volatile that thing could be.
Holy fuck, man.
But the Nazis actually came up with the concept for space travel because their idea came from submarines. Submarines work the same way spaceships do. It's contained pressure.
Right.
It's a contained atmosphere inside. So you're able to breathe, you're able to walk in it, you're able to move freely. That's the same way spaceships work.
Oh, okay.
And basically, when the Nazis got to the moon, and NASA got there a few years after in the 1960s, we took the base from the Nazis and turned it into our base. But we made a treaty with the Nazis, and supposedly the government is still working with some Nazis in the secret space programs, but it's not to where like a Holocaust is going to happen or something. They've kind of evolved into the point to where they're more interested on money than they are on killing and domination. Okay. And supposedly there is more than just the secret space programs. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Mayan civilization at all and the Aztecs.
Yeah.
So a lot of people theorize that when the Mayans and the Aztecs disappeared without a trace, they actually went into space.
Really?
Because they had a fond understanding of the constellations and the star systems.
True.
They knew where things were that they couldn't have known if they hadn't been there.
That's true.
They had planets they were talking about, other worlds they knew about, and some of the spaceships that these Mayans have look like pyramids. They're made of stone, but the energy in them is somehow...
Really heavy.
It's really, really heavy. The energy in the ship is actually some kind of psychic energy. It's a telekinetic energy that powers it, and it's not even electricity. Because UFOs aren't run by electricity. They're actually run by reverse engineering gravity. They use a propulsion system to actually push themselves into a black hole so they can travel to another point in time.
Wow.
That's how UFOs travel so fast.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Ding.
I sound crazy talking about these UFOs, but I don't really believe that that there is secret space programs, I guess, per se. But I do think it will be possible in a couple hundred years. I really think the closest thing that is going to be in the future is like Mass Effect. It's going to be like a council in the galaxy between different species. And eventually humans are going to have... Like, we've already had contact with extraterrestrials. Our government just hasn't acknowledged it.
Yeah.
And when aliens want to make themselves known, they will.
That's right.
And when that happens, we can either choose to live with them, or we can get killed. That's really how it's going to be, because their weaponry and their technology could annihilate us in a second.
Oh, good. We could vaporize.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's funny about smartphones? Where they actually get some of the technology in Area 51, where they test it. When I was on the dark web, there were some pictures on there of S4 that I probably wasn't really supposed to be looking at, because it showed these rooms where this alien technology was being held. There is something that the aliens have, not aliens, because I shouldn't say that, because there's different species, but there's something called Stargate technology, which is actually a way to look into the future.
Really?
Supposedly, it's a hologram. It's on a table, and it actually plays out different futures.
Oh, what?
It plays out different timelines that could potentially happen if we fuck something up.
That's kind of cool.
So it's basically a way of knowing that everything is going to be okay, kind of.
Huh.
So we can kind of know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's how we know what to do, but the fact that that technology might exist
It's pretty fucking cool.
It is. And supposedly, touch screens came from aliens. Supposedly, the concept came from UFO technology. Because in UFOs, it's all touchscreen. In fact, it's not even a touchscreen. It's actually a hologram that just appears in midair. And it's interactive. Do you remember in Iron Man when he'd be touching his computer screen like it was and he could like put it on his arm?
Yeah.
That's what alien technology is like. That's what it's like on the ship with their computers and their mainframe systems. They don't have computers. They're telepathic. So they can think it, and that hologram will appear in front of them.
That's fucking insane, dude.
Mm-hmm. These ships are almost like they have their own intelligence, almost. It's like crazy.
Sentient.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. So the Greys are said to be telepathic. They're said to
be
able...
The gray aliens. The little guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're said to be telepathic, so they can speak to you through your mind. In fact, a lot of aliens are telepathic.
You don't see them have mouths most of the time.
No, you don't. But there are humanoid aliens, which are called the Tall Whites, and also the Nords, and the Mayan civilization. So the Mayan civilization, when they broke off thousands of years ago, supposedly went into space and went back to their original constellation that they came from before they came on Earth.
What?
So that's actually what some people theorize about Mayans and Aztecs. That they became an extraterrestrial society almost. And they started forming different treaties with different people, and they were kind of doing their own thing. Damn. But there's different people that have been on those ships and said they've seen these Mayan people. And they've seen the insides of these ships, and it's crazy because they look like caves on the inside. These ships are completely made of rock. But it's somehow telepathic psychic energy that powers it.
It's gonna fucking make it heavy, though.
Hmm?
That's insane. That is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know a lot about aliens, sir.
I like to think I do a little bit. Damn. I don't know everything, but I listen to a lot of these whistleblowers talk, and it's pretty crazy shit. And the craziest thing is the genetic engineering that they do on humans. Supposedly,
some sci-fi shit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Supposedly, some of the kids that were on the milk cartons were actually kidnapped by the government and used for testing. Because if you really look at MK Ultra. If you look at MK... What?
I hear that people are being paid to get infused with the coronavirus.
Really?
The government is paying people.
That's crazy.
Like, think about all the big stars getting it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Right before their season's about to start.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm not joking. Like, someone said their uncle, and they're from, like, our town, their fiance's uncle was paid to die from the coronavirus. Or paid to get injected with it to die from it.
Oh my god.
So, you're not obviously getting your money.
No. That's crazy.
That sounds really sketchy.
That is sketchy. I mean, I really think the government hides more from us than we like to believe.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of shit that they don't tell us that we don't know about. So I'm like, if you ever want to talk about borderline insane conspiracies, I'm someone to talk to. Because I've really gotten into some CIA shit and alien shit.
Dude, the Illuminati fucking fascinates the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the shit that I was fucking deep into for a minute. And I had to let it go because it was really starting to fuck with my head a little bit.
I mean, it can, especially when you start, like, thinking that they're really everywhere, and they can just make you disappear just like that.
Yeah, man.
You know, just take you completely out of existence, because that's what they do. They erase your existence almost, like you didn't even, like you weren't even there.
That's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Eyes Wide Shut.
What's that?
That was actually the most accurate depiction of the Illuminati, the modern Illuminati, and it was actually made by Stanley Kubrick, the guy who made Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there was a scene in that movie where there's a ritual that the Illuminati does where they sacrifice a human host.
Oh, shit.
And 25 minutes of the movie was cut out, and they have no idea why or who did it. They just found it one day, and the footage had been cut out, and they have no idea how it happened. Huh. They have no idea who did it. And Kubrick died 6 months before the movie got released, mysteriously. They have no idea how he got what he had. because it was so rapid when he died. He got some kind of disease where he just died in a month or so.
Whoa.
And it was insane. So you really got to wonder if there is something to that.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. And my mom is one person who, she doesn't necessarily believe in the Illuminati, but she is one of those people that believes people are silenced if they know too much.
Oh, yeah.
That really does happen. And
all the time.
I don't know if, because my mom, she really likes to read.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys know who wrote Jurassic Park. I forget what his name was, but supposedly this guy was a genius. I mean, some of the stuff that he would write was next level shit that was actually scientifically possible.
Oh, shit.
And he died within, like, a month of being diagnosed with, I think, cancer?
No shit.
I think he was actually injected with something and that's how he died.
Oh, shit.
But it was so sudden and it was so out of nowhere, like, it just didn't make any sense. So he was one of those people that knew too much and they wanted to take out.
Got him out, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
So how do you feel about the Illuminati, Tommy?
Man, I feel like it's definitely a real thing. And it does seem very culty. And I watched this shit about the Denver airport conspiracy. Like, the dude that painted all the murals, like, all of them correlate and they tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, the New World Order and how it's gonna be and shit like that. Like, they're fucking insane. Like, Richard, will you put a picture of some of the murals from the Denver airport? Like, they're very, like, New World Order Holocaust-y. Like, there's one where there's, like, this,
Denver airport murals?
Yeah. Our conspiracy murals. Yeah, dude. They're fucking insane. Mm-hmm. And it's said to be, like, there's a subterranean, like, underground base underneath this, like, huge airport.
Yeah.
And there's a big horse out in front of it that's a black horse with red eyes.
There's a what?
Like, the sign is, like, a big horse with red eyes.
This right here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's trippy, man.
There's, like, a website for the artist. He's got, like, all of them up. And each one tells you, like, what they mean and shit. And they're fucked up, man.
Who told him to paint it?
That he was just commissioned to paint, and, like, that dude hasn't, like, really done shit since then.
Really?
Yeah, because, wow. Yeah.
Hmm.
And a lot of people were, like, uncomfortable about him and shit, and I don't know if they painted over all of them, but some of them were. It was fucking insane. Really, really dark shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's some where there's, like, kids laying in coffins, and, like, some really dark shit.
You guys, what do you think about the FEMA camp thing?
Where at?
Well, supposedly they built these camps across the U.S. I've never seen them, and I've never heard of them being real. Like, supposedly they are real, but there's these areas, there's these camps where these fence, they call them camps, but these fences are literally 8 feet high with barbed wire facing in to keep something in there. To not get out.
Like a prison?
Almost like a concentration camp is what they look like, supposedly.
On American soil.
On American soil. And there's actually, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but there's actually an American Stonehenge that has the New World Order commandments written on it. And one of the things that it says is keep the population under 500 million. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
One of those murals predicted the new Holocaust.
Yeah.
It's not completely unbelievable.
No. And I wonder if maybe they made those FEMA camps for something like Corona. Possibly. Because maybe. This was actually predicted by a doctor 2 years ago in Minnesota. I saw him on Joe Rogan, actually.
Yeah.
Did you see that one, too?
Yeah, I did. It was fucking crazy.
He predicted it coming from China, from what he said it was going to come from, and it did. And they didn't believe him.
Yep, they told him he's crazy.
Yeah, and it really did happen, which is fucking crazy.
That guy just deserved 100 billion blowjobs for that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really don't focus on the FEMA camp thing anymore, because I got really terrified of that for a long time when my schizo was pretty bad.
Oh, schizo affected. Yeah, you was freaking yourself out.
I was really freaking myself out. and it was really messing with my head because I thought I was going to be like taken away and put in a camp and.
Oh no shit! You were just real paranoid and sketched.
Because I was like 13 or 14 when one of my brother's buddies told me about that. So, like, I wasn't even thinking clearly at that point.
Scary, impressionable age.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
And he was just talking about, like, gas chambers in there, and I was just
They are. I mean, if it's real, I mean, the shit you see on the dark web is real fucked up. There's this YouTuber I follow that, like, does shit on the dark web and, like, catches chomos and all kinds of shit. Like,
yeah.
Talks to them and interviews them and shit. Really fucking crazy. What do you think is what it's called? He's like this long-haired dude with a beard. Something life. But this dude's fucking... His shit is nuts. He's got, like, interviews with, like, people talking about, like, molesting their children and shit. And, like getting them to open up about it. And, like, some fucked up shit. Surviving life. That's what it's called, I'm pretty sure.
Sounds fucked up.
It's a real fucked up series, man. That guy gets deep in the murky water. Like, real deep.
These people openly talk about this?
Oh, yeah, because they're on the dark web. They're on, like, a chat site for people that do fucked up shit like that.
Jesus.
And there's people all over the world that fucking join that shit. And it's, like, it's insane.
It is.
It's a huge worldwide community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking scary, man.
It is scary.
People talking about, like, I'll buy a small child. And, like, shit like that, like, looking to buy. That's fucked up. Like, that's something that just, it's a horrific thing. It's really out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a way for these people to lurk in the fucking shadows. Like, the dark web is a scary fucking place, man. And there's a lot of hackers and shit out there that as soon as you hop on that shit, they're going to get all your fucking information within the first 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it safely.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of fucked up shit. You can buy fake IDs on there. You can
buy any drug you want on there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not guaranteed that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, I was on this thing for a while on YouTube, the Dark Web Mystery Boxes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any of those videos?
I've seen one, and the guy got piranhas.
They send you some fucked up shit, man. There was one where this dude was sent, like, a bloody knife, a picture of this girl, and, like literally... Huh?
It was a hand.
It was a hand. Yeah, it was a chopped-off hand in a box.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
There's a couple, like, real fucked up ones that were on there. I
bet he reported them.
Oh, hell yeah, they did. Like, ugh. And there's some, have you ever heard of a Divic box?
No, what is a Divic box?
It is a demon trapped in a box, like a small box.
Whoa.
That's covered in wax. And it said if you open it, it lets the demon out in your home or inside of you.
Dude.
And there's been some fucked up videos of people, like, getting these dark web mystery boxes. And it's like someone has sent them a demon in the mail.
Whoa.
Like, fucked up shit. Like, after this podcast, I'll show you guys one. It's fucking insane. Like, these... Dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary, fucked up place. And the thing is, they pay, like, a lot of money for these mystery boxes. There's some of them that have, like, broken glass in it. Just human shit, human piss, cum. Like, just fucked up shit. Like, insane.
Nasty.
Murder weapons. Like, that's why you definitely need to wear gloves if you do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was one... Oh, there's the one where this kid got a fucking needle with heroin in it. Like, a used needle that was in the bottom of it. And he stuck his hand in the box and it fucking got him. And he instantly had to end his video. He was like, I gotta go to the hospital.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Bro.
Did he get injected with it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Was he okay?
Apparently. Like, he did, like, a follow-up video. And he's like, yeah, dude, that was fucked up. Got the police, like, trying to track this shit now. Like, the guy was real spooked. He fell off of YouTube for a while after that shit. Like, I don't blame you.
That shit's crazy.
Some
Spanish homes. Ham cat dog.
Yeah. Oh, puto was thrown in. That's not good.
What does puto mean?
Bitch, motherfucker, asshole. It's a universal cuss word.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Huh.
Really?
Puto. Didn't know that.
Now we know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, man, that shit's fucked up. There's like a lot of underground, like fucked up shit going on in our country. I don't mean to keep being dark on this podcast. We are already in the fucked up shit anyways. It's like sex slavery is like an active thing. I remember years ago when they had the Super Bowl here, that was like a big problem. People getting stolen off the streets and like
really?
Sold in this. Yeah, dude, and it's still happening these days. Like motherfuckers are getting picked up off the streets and like drugged and sold into like California and shit. Like, aww, sleep in your bag. Like that's a real fucking thing, man. Like that's like a legitimate scary thing.
Yeah.
Like the world's fucked up, guys. Like we just want this podcast to especially spread love and let everyone know that you're not alone. And like we said earlier in the podcast, if you ever need to hit up any one of us, we're all on Facebook, Instagram, all that shit. Yeah, man, we will talk you down for sure, because it's not worth it. Life gets really shitty sometimes, and you may feel like that, you know, if you just fucking end it now, it's going to be over, but the pain doesn't stop there. It might selfishly for you, but it amplifies it for all the people that care about you. It's a very selfish thing. So if you're hurting that bad, call a friend. Anybody, you know? Like, suicide's fucked up. I've lost some friends to that shit, and it's not cool. Don't ever... And hard drugs, guys. Like, say, like, the streets are, like, full of fucking meth these days. Like, that shit is just not cool. Like, up by where we work, man, you see fucking meth heads at, like, every gas station. Like... Yeah. Walking Dead extras, like, ugh. Shit makes me sick. Like, it just sucks that... And you look at these people, you're like, man, does someone love you? Like, you gotta have someone that cares about you that they don't want you to fucking kill yourself like that. Because that's what it does. It eats you from the inside out. It's like acid. Like,
yeah.
Sulfuric acid, like drinking it. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
Wow, dude. That's insane.
That shit's nuts. So, what about, you said, what was it, 2 hours up to your trip?
Yeah.
Yeah? Your parents have, what, like a lake house and a boat and shit?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. I'm glad you got to spend that time, like, meditating shit. Richard, let's talk to you for a couple minutes before we end this bitch.
Okay.
What's going on with you, man? Okay.
Hanging out.
Okay, that's fair. Well, you're loved, and we're just here to have a good time and get
only
this
when
shit.
You glove. When you're loved.
Speaking of gloves, this man broke like 3 of them last time he was getting it in, like Flynn. I'm yeah. proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, 3 in a row.
Shout out to Richie and Homegirl for getting it in like test bunnies.
Oh my god.
I just like to embarrass the boy. He's my guy.
He does.
Anyway, she listens to these. Anyways. Anyways. Sparking the last CBG joint of the night. Thanks, Big Kurt, for coming out. It's good to see you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Missed you, like, a lot. Yeah, man. We got some more coming up. I got a couple people scheduled. We got... they're like Skype or call interviews because these people live in like different states and shit. I bet I'm on the psychedelic page. I'm on. Cool guys. And gals. I think guys. One's a gay dude that has his own... Gay girl that has her own podcast. It's called... I think Creatively Queer.
Yeah.
I listened to one today. It was pretty good, actually. So shout out to the people that hit me up off the pages. And everybody that's listening. Tell a friend. If you guys want to be on the podcast, hit us up via the email, trippycupcakespodcast@gmail.com. Or on Instagram at trippycupcakespodcast. I'm rapping now. And same thing on Facebook, guys. It's all love. Meditate, love each other, fucking get some pussy or some dick, and smoke a joint, because life sucks sometimes, and that's how you get it better. Gotta love yourself to love other people, everybody. Have a great night.
And thanks for listening if you are. And if not, start listening.